Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I took my first bar class last night. I loved it, but it's a lot harder than it appears.
People right now listening are on their way to the gym, or maybe they're at the gym listening. A lot of people work out early in the day. You worked out at night. Why'd you go to a class at night?
Well, you have to take this foundations class before you can take their regular classes, which sort of explains how it all works and gives you all,
Fancy.
Yeah.
So would you expect anything else?
Foundations. Baby steps first. Before they let you in the door, you got to take the foundations class.
You have to take the foundations class so that you know sort of what the language is and all the different moves and stuff like that. So I did that. It's about a 50-minute class. But it was awesome. Like, normally when I take a class, I'm counting down the minutes. I'm like, oh my God, will this class ever be over? But this class went by so fast. That was my favorite part of it.
What's the language? What are the techniques? Give us, throw out some.
Well, you just have to know, like, what they're talking about when they isolate different muscles and they talk about it that way. And, you know, to, you know, talk and this and that. And you just have to sort of know. But I'll tell you, I was so nervous that I was going to walk in and it was going to be all like
22-year-old
to high waist
in leggings, just the sports bra on.
And the six-pack abs, but it was not. And I was really, really happy. I like felt like I kind of could just kind of fit right in.
Were you in the back of the class? Or do they put the newcomers in the front of the class?
I was going to say, if she had her choice, she'd be in the back corner and she'd be like peering her head around like,
no,
what?
You know, because it's a bar class. There's a bar on either side of the room and everybody's sort of lined up. So nobody's in the front or back. You're along kind of a wall and then the instructor is sort of in the middle.
So you can look peripheral vision to people
around
you to get the technique.
Yeah, and there's mirrors and stuff. Yeah, and there was a mix. Like there was a bunch of us, probably half and half, that had never done it before. And then there were the ones that, you know, one woman was like, I've been there. Yes.
Oh, there's always one.
There's always, the ones that, you know, I'm like, what are you doing at the beginner class? Because they're the ones that have been doing it for like 5 years.
You know what they're doing? They're showing off. They're showing off. They're saying,
I bet they're not, though.
The expert.
I mean, maybe, but I bet there's people there who are just there to like make sure you do okay. And this is the class that's convenient for them, so they come at whatever time it is. And
David's so nice.
You think they're showing off?
Oh, totally. They want to
you
be like,
do, Sue. She's like, you just don't want to say it.
You always get a few people who are like, you know that they know the routine. Like, they know it by heart. Yeah. And I'm sitting there. I'm always one step behind.
That's
all right. I loved it.
Well, good for you. Getting in shape, are you?
It's all like little pulsing movements. That's what it is. Pulse.
First of all, we're really happy. So Sue's in great shape. We're all in pretty good shape, I think. But you take care of yourself, clearly.
Yeah,
you did your walking, your prancercising and stuff that you did before that.
I do my prancercising.
You found it's pure bar.
Pure bar class. Yeah, it's a franchise, but they have one in Newburyport where I live, and I went to their like intro class.
How much
last
time
night.
did you spend thinking about what you were going to wear?
A lot. In fact, I said to my daughter has gone to these classes, and I'm like, is it okay? Do I wear these? I have this, I have that. She's like, Mom, it's fine. And then I'm like, what do I wear on my feet? She goes, you just wear socks. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, are these socks okay? She goes, Mom, no one's judging your socks.
See, I thought you'd be barefoot. I thought you'd need the grip on your feet
right,
to
you
be
don't
barefoot.
Slip around?
No, you wear grip socks. Okay. So you wear special socks with the little grips on the bottom.
Of course you would find a workout that needed special socks.
I need to shop. I got six pairs, three in red. You go to this class and there's like 30 other women.
There was like 15 in the class last night. It was nice and it's enough that like the instructor can give you a lot of individualized attention, which I needed. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that. But the thing is, if you were ever watching, if you were a fly on the wall and you were just watching, you'd be like, this is easy.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing like high impact cardio. It's all like really, really like
precise little micro movements.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's like isolating all these muscle groups and stuff. And then you walk out after and you're like, oh, I haven't used some of those muscles in an awful long time.
Bar is good. I'm impressed.
Did you bump into anybody? Like, everybody stepped to the left and you stepped to the right and crashed into somebody.
I'm kind of clumsy, and I'm not that, like...
No, that's not true, Sue.
You're flexible,
I'm
though.
Flexible. You are flexible. I'm flexible, but I'm a little bit clumsy, so I felt like I was getting more attention than most of the people, only because she had to keep correcting my movements.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, I think people who've been there a bunch of times, they know. They know what they're doing. They don't need the instructor every second of the class.
But she was like, Sue, wait a minute. And she'd actually come over, and she physically corrects you. Yeah. And I got a lot of that. Uh-huh. So I started to feel like everyone knew who
no,
I was.
Because
I was like the one with the...
She was like, oh, okay, oh, there she is. That's the one today. Yeah. That's the one I need to be
and
over
And it was
with.
The owner. It was the owner who was giving the thing.
Yeah,
and I was
good.
Like, great. Well, now you know who I am now.
What is the... it's all women, right? Like, it's not like a guy could come if,
no,
if
a guy
he wanted
can come.
To, but it's
mostly women, but sometimes there's... a guy.
Is it, it's kind of a cross of like Pilates and
yes.
sort of dance. It's like a mix of core work kind of, right? Like that.
Yeah.
So
what's the protocol at the end of class? Fist bump, high fives, hugs, what or any of that? No, we're done.
Well, you just kind of you're stretching and then she's like, congratulate yourself and you know, you feel good about it and you just go off and but it's really, really nice because it goes by fast. My biggest thing in a class is I'm generally staring at the clock going,
trying to
when
find
will this
ways
be over?
To check your watch and
see
where the clock is.
Yeah, no, it goes by really fast.
Well, a class like that, and you, you're probably nervous. You're probably sweating. You're probably staring at everybody. Plus, you need to wear wedgie-free pants. So if you're like, if you're worried, you do. I meant to tell you that before. You need the pants that
well,
don't.
How do you find wedgie-free
there's a lot
pants?
Of, there's
are they marketed as such or
bending
what?
In half kind
well,
of thing.
Well, I see one of two things happening. I see...
I signed up. I'm in. I'm committed.
I see either you do three classes and never go back again, which I don't think is going
to
be the case.
No, I'm committed to this.
And I hope it's not the case. Or you, this becomes your new thing and you talk about it every single day.
Yeah, that's exactly what's
going to
happen. In my brain, David, as you were asking her, I'm thinking, oh my God, next Tuesday we are going to hear,
I have something even better. I have something even better. As I was leaving, they sell like Pure Barre, like sweat shirts and t-shirts and stuff.
No, stop,
and I saw a really
don't
cute sweatshirt and I was like, oh my God, now I miss Pure Barre. I'm going to wear that. Right. I'm going to buy that sweatshirt. And then I was like, no, Sue, way too soon.
Just
too
bide your time. Right.
Soon.
There's time for the sweatshirt and the bumper sticker on your car and the water bottle and all that.
Too soon.
But we
too
know
soon.
It's coming. It's
it
definitely
is.
Coming.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.